Hello, I'm Laura Stewart, and I will be talking about a chapter in Diane Radovich's book, Reign of Error. The chapter that I'm focusing on is titled Parent Trigger, Parent Tricker. The claim is that if parents seize control of their school, they can make it better. The reality is that there is no evidence to support this. Parent Trigger is a law that was passed in January 2010 that stated if 51% of the parents in a low-performing school signed a petition, the law says that the parents can take control of the school and students, the staff, and budget, fire some or all of the staff, or turn the school over to a charter management organization. The assumption of this law is that parents know what is best for their children and should be empowered to turn the school over to a private corporation to manage. The passage of this law was due to the efforts of the Parent Revolution Group. When Arnold Schwarzenegger became governor in California, he believed in the effectiveness of charter schools. So he slashed the public education budget, but made sure charter schools had ample money for facilities and construction. He began appointing advocates of charter schools to the State Board of Education. In 2010, he appointed the executive director of the Parent Revolution to State Board of Education. So the people in power began to use their power in persuading parents to sign petitions to have control over failing schools. There was an attempt to take over schools, but it failed. Basically, parents just wanted to have a say in firing and hiring of teachers and principals. Diane Radovich makes the point that this was all a ploy to increase charter schools. She made the point that parents would not improve schools. A public school belongs to the taxpayers. There's no evidence of school improvement if parents seize control. So why did this become a law with no research to validate it? The parent trigger became a tool to advocate privatization and promote the interests of not of the parents, but of the charter organizations.